From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer, here today for Rachel Miro. Microsoft is courting Yahoo again with a new approach that falls short of outright acquisition. Microsoft reportedly wants to team up with Yahoo only to challenge Google's dominance in internet search advertising. The move comes as billionaire Carl Icahn has launched an effort to replace Yahoo's board with his own candidates who favor a takeover by Microsoft. A fourth consecutive day of record-setting heat is expected today from the Central Coast to the Southern California desert. New record highs were set throughout the region Sunday, but forecasters say relief is on the way starting tomorrow. All that heat is rekindling memories of last fall's devastating wildfires in Southern California. Now Senator Dianne Feinstein is warning that the state is severely underprepared for this year's fire season. She's asking for $500 million in extra federal firefighting assistance, and she's urgently trying to ensure that firefighters have all the support they need from the air. In a letter to President Bush, Feinstein said that specially equipped National Guard air tankers promised for the state will not be available this year. She asked the president to deliver replacement tankers, reminding him of last fall's destructive San Diego County fires. CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant says the state has done everything it can to prepare for wildfires throughout California.
With the lack of rain that we've seen over the last couple months, the brush and grass is extremely dry. The conditions for wildfires are extremely high when you add the high temperatures and the low humidity. All those come together to really create the perfect recipe for a disaster.
According to Feinstein's office, the president has not yet responded to the senator's letter. And today is the last day you can register to vote if you want to cast a ballot in next month's June primary. Your registration has to be postmarked by midnight tonight in order to be valid for the June 3rd election. The devastation from last week's 7.9 earthquake in China was compounded when entire hospitals collapsed. That scenario is a concern in California, too, whether hospitals will be able to treat victims or become victims themselves. The 430 hospitals in the state are racing against deadlines for seismic retrofitting. As Craig Miller reports, some have decided that new engineering technology makes it easier to just start over.
Right next door to the Mills Peninsula Hospital in Burlingame, south of San Francisco, a huge building is going up. And no, it's not a parking garage. It's a replacement hospital.
All California hospitals, modern California hospitals, are designed to resist earthquakes and stay in function after a major event. Stay functional. That doesn't mean that they're not damaged.
Oren Reinbold is the manager who got this project underway. He says that faced with a choice between retrofitting the existing hospital to meet the state's seismic safety standards, the hospital's owner, Sutter Health, decided it made more sense to start from scratch. Reinbold says the result, when it opens late next year, will be a facility that can ride out a major quake and shake it off like a minor tremor.
Our building, because it's isolated, in all the design events that we're planning for, has no damage whatsoever to the occupants or to the building. So it's a huge difference in performance.
The reason is a new system for what engineers call base isolation. The entire building sits on a network of innovative new shock absorbers.
In a major earthquake, when you go down to the Safeway, you're going to find bean cans all over the floor. In this building, everything stays on the shelf.
And by major, he means a seismic event on the scale of the Sichuan quake. Most buildings, if they have any base isolation, sit on rubber bearings, which can deteriorate. This hospital is sitting on something called friction pendulum bearings. Okay, picture your basic stainless steel dog dish, the kind designed not to tip over. Now take a hockey puck and plunk it into the middle of that. All right, so far you just have a disappointed dog. Now stack another one or two pucks on top of that. Then take a second dog food dish, flip it over, and set it on top of the whole arrangement upside down. And you have a not bad version of how this works. While the ground is rocking and rolling, all the components in the bearing can slide around independently, keeping the building's side-to-side motion to a minimum. In a massive building on the former Mare Island submarine base, a company called Earthquake Protection Systems manufactures the bearings.
These particular bearings are being shipped out to Peru for a large liquid natural gas facility.
Here in Vallejo, the company's founder, Victor Zayas, has built a huge, one-of-a-kind test machine. It's the size of a small house and appears to defy physics. It can actually mimic the weight of a much larger building.
Well, it's very difficult to do because it's a lot of load. But that machine over there can actually put 15 million pounds of load down on a bearing and move at very rapid displacements, simulating the real forces of an earthquake on a large structure.
And this is what that sounds like. Around the world, Zaya says that seismic building standards are shifting in a way that might seem counterintuitive.
One way, and the way we used to do things when we wanted no building damage, is to just make the building stronger. And what we learned from that is that the stronger you make the building, the more the contents inside get shaken during the earthquake. So it actually has an inverse effect on the contents.
In the case of a hospital, that means serious trouble, as the contents include critical patients, delicate procedures, and precision equipment inside.
30 years ago, there was a hope that maybe someday we could design buildings so they wouldn't collapse immediately and kill the people right away. And now this is a completely different objective in a whole new generation, which says we don't just want it to not collapse. We want it to be usable.
The realization of this new vision will take years. A study by the RAND Corporation estimated the statewide retrofit tab at $110 billion just for hospitals. There's no big clump of public money to do it. Mills Peninsula is spending $40 million just on the seismic features of its new building. Most hospitals in California have to meet new seismic standards by 2013. Some in less seismically active areas have been given extensions to 2030.
And that's the California Report for Monday, May 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.